Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk World 7-1, everything entertainment, everything conveyor belts. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Dawn is off, as you just heard. Hope is filling in. It is 7:05 on this Monday, July 13th, 2020, as we begin a brand new week. Hello, everybody. Hello, yes. Gorgeous.
Hello.
Raise your glass, take a sip of your refreshing morning beverage, and let's begin the show. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Very nice.
Had my first day of school for me. I'm back at the FOX for the first time in 4 months.
Hey, does it feel like riding a bike, Jason?
Girl, it's so funny.
Is it feeling weird? Or?
Well, a little weird because, and I'll just, you know, full disclosure, we pull the curtain back quite often. The boys, the producers of the Jason Show, come in here during the commercial break that just ended, the top of the 7 o'clock. That's why you don't hear me in that dirt alert right there. Because I have a TV meeting at that time. So the boys usually come into my little radio studio to talk about what's coming up on the talk show today. Well, they can't because it's very close quarters. You know what I mean? Lex, you've been in this room. It's like a coffin. It's like,
sort of like in the hallway.
So I just, it just tickled me because Jeff is like down the hallway. You know what I mean? And Ted is in the other end of the hallway. And then I'm in here and we're like screaming at each other. We're like, okay, we're going to begin with a show with probably Kelly Preston, right, boys? Yeah, okay, let's do that. And just, you know, and then Jeff is, you know, at the other end of the hall. Okay, and then Kendall's going to join us. He gets the megaphone now. He's like, okay, and then Kendall's going to join us at 10:07. And yeah, it's just Looneyville. I don't know. And we all have our mat. We all have our NASA coming to pick ET outfits on, you know, and with our masks and our bio suits. And it's just so
weird. Hazmat time.
Yeah. Anyway, but no, it feels good to be back here. It's fun. I'm in my little radio closet, which I feel very safe in because it's dark. And Kenny, you would love it. It's dark and musty, and there's not a lot of life going on in here. And it's perfect for me. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
smells
wonderful.
Of coffee and cigars and tears.
Very much so. Desperation. Yeah. Good amount of dust. I'm sure I'm inhaling something horrible. So, yeah. Do you keep, Lex, now you're doing the radio show from Zen's room.
Yep.
Do you have it bright and light in there, or how do you have your atmosphere in there?
Oh, I'm a bat like you. So
yeah, I know,
it's dark and it's very nice. Yeah. I keep it really low in here.
I know.
Nice and cool.
Yes. Kenny, are you in a bright room or how are you? Are you?
It's okay. It's just one light on here. I don't do fluorescence when I'm working.
No.
Not at all. No.
No. Well, there was research and I can't do fluorescent lights make gay men melt. So we can't. It's like, we can't. No, it's not. Oh,
plus, I have one, two, three, four. I have five monitors in front of me plus a big screen TV. So there's plenty of light in here.
You have five monitors? What are you doing in your... What?
Porn.
What is that? Are you a gamer on the side? Yeah, it's five screen
Xbox.
Porn.
It's all
like,
traffic.
Look at screen
They're
three.
All traffic related. There's a reason.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Okay. Yeah, we're like, why?
Why? Because, well, I have one, two, three. I have four. I have four screens,
wow.
Kenny. Yeah, I have the telephone screener, Lex. I have to see if we have calls.
Oh, I didn't know you had a screener. Oh, that's right.
A separate screen for that.
Okay, all right.
And then I have the main screen with the sound effects, the timer, the clock. And then I have just a normal internet computer. And then I have a monitor where I can watch the news. I can see, you know, I can make sure the world, you know, aliens haven't landed yet. I can, so I have the normal monitor on.
which we're due for that. I mean, it's, you know, we've had everything else. We've had, other than asteroids
and we
dinosaurs.
Won't be surprised.
No,
yeah,
no.
That's true.
I think September. An alien invasion has to happen in September. It would be like,
bound for something new.
Yeah. What took you Hoopleheads so long? Welcome to Earth. Here we are.
Didn't you know it was 2020, aliens? This is
this is the year for everything to go down.
You're 8 months late.
Yeah, this is the month to do it. So yeah.
The only thing that I miss is my headsets.
What do you mean,
they're
sweetheart?
Still at the station. I think I might have to take a trip there at night, in the middle of the night, and go grab them.
Oh, okay. If I was still there, I would bring them to you. I'm sorry. You should have told me. I would have been more
than
happy
offered
to drive
two.
Them
oh, no, oh, no. Okay. Don offered two. The problem is it's locked in my little cubby. And so I'm the one with the key, but also the person who has, like, the master key, she's working from home. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Master key.
I was there last night, Lex, at 6 o'clock.
When's the right time to go?
Yeah, there was nobody there. Nobody. So
okay.
Yeah, Kenny's right. I would do a weekend. Yeah, like a Sunday. You're safe. Yeah. Or
yeah, and then
the
I'm
morning.
Also thinking, like, I don't know what else is in there because, you know, Don and I, we stored our snacks in there because people started stealing them. And I know we have some pods that I can leave, you know, in case. Mm-hmm. Well, I know she's not drinking coffee anymore, but, you know, for the team, you know, leave those out. And
I hope your snacks aren't still in there, Lex. Those are probably green by now.
They're in there. That's why I'm worried.
That's probably what I
mean,
smelled.
Like, it's
when
all
I
dried
was in
stuff.
There.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
No, that was Bradley's gas. That's what you saw when you were in there. Yeah.
It lingers.
Yeah.
It lingers.
How does
for
it
hours.
Look in there? Is the prep room looking good or?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Same old.
The same old. It's actually been pretty clean. There's not a lot of people around, but no, it's actually been clean. The studio gets cleaned on the regular. Yeah, it's been very, you know, I love being the first one in there when I would go in there because, you know, it had just been cleaned and I felt very safe and so it's all good. And I hope Dawn is enjoying some time off and Kenny's back with us. Thanks to Hope for filling in. Hope, thank you for being here.
Of course.
Hope, you're with us through Wednesday, right?
Yes. Producer Rob will be with you Thursday and Friday.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, you're doing a fantastic
job.
Thank you. And this show is like Pee-wee's Big Adventure. So thanks for putting up with all of our news, Kenny?
You know how laid back and mellow Rob is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a dream that Rob was in a very laid back and mellow manner trying to kill me. slow and methodically just trying to kill me.
and you knew it was happening.
Yeah.
I was able to duck his attempts because they were, you know, so slow and methodical. So I was able to get out of the way of the car he was driving head on, trying to kill me. And then was trying to shoot at me, and I was able to duck and run. But yeah, and I don't know why Rob hates me so much because I like Rob. But in my dreams, he's trying to kill me slowly.
We'll have to process that when Dawn gets back.
Ask him on Thursday.
Yeah.
See if he's plotting something.
Why do you hate Kenny? 7:13, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after these words. It is 7:18. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning on My Talk 107.1. And streaming on our MyTalk app, so make sure you download that. It's there for your convenience. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson. Kenny is back from vacation. Dawn is now on vacation. And our good friend Hope is filling in for a few days. And then brother Rob, who we're pretty certain wants to kill Kenny, will be joining us on Thursday.
we're going to ask about that.
We have a lot of questions for Rob. Why do you hate Kenny so much?
What's going on here?
I just can't believe that. Out of all the people, too, Kenny, he's the most mild-mannered individual we've ever had on this show. And
I know, and he remained calm and stoic while stalking me with a firearm, too, in an apartment. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah,
well,
it was really easy to duck him, you know. And the whole time I'm like, Rob, no, Rob, stop
those
it, Rob.
Those are the killers.
That one almost hit me, Rob. It was a really weird dream.
Was it like The Matrix? Like, was he actually releasing bullets? Were you like, whoa?
I'm trying to think of the horror. what horror movie did I see where the stalker, was it Jason maybe, that would just stalk them slowly and methodically and calmly and then get them at the last minute? I don't know. I saw it in a movie at some point.
Yeah, but that's what
it was like. It was really bizarre.
Well, we'll have to ask. We'll have to ask.
The mild speaking and meeting and being drinking his tea.
We'll go on the air on Thursday. Lex, let me give you a preview of Thursday's show when Rob comes in here. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Rob, why are you trying to kill Kenny? I'm just going to do that and throw him right for a loop. It'll freak him out right away.
Oh, yeah. No, right. Good idea.
Yeah. Hey, before Alexis is going to depress us all, she has like 7 stories about couples breaking up. But before we get to that happy news, there's a little bit of this just occurred. And Hope, here we go. We're going to now again. Let me say this right now. For the next couple of days, this is going to be experimental radio because I am now back at Fox. So I am on remote. Alexis is on remote. Kenny is in an undisclosed location somewhere in the metro and
on remote
and only Hope. She is our only hope. Mm-hmm. She is the only one at the radio station. So we're going to try something, Lex, right now because I wanted to anyway. I'm going to attempt, Hope, to play an internet clip. And I think it just comes out of the same source as my voice.
Okay.
So let's try this, right. Hope, because... Because this this broke overnight, and this is interesting. Let me roll this from Good Morning America.
Out of the NFL, a source telling ESPN that Washington's NFL team expected to announce today that it's retiring its controversial nickname. Rachel Scott joins us from Washington. Rachel, this has been a years-long and heated debate.
You're right about that, TJ, and no word on the new name just yet, but the team is expected to announce today that change is on the way. But look, many have said this team has always been behind the times. It was the last NFL team to integrate. They have held on to this controversial name, widely seen as racist, for 87 years. The team's owner now making this reversal after previously saying he would never change the name, saying it actually honored Native Americans, but now buckling under pressure after corporate sponsors and backers came out and demanded for this change. Nike and Amazon stopped selling the team's merchandise online. FedEx, which owns the naming rights to the stadium behind me, came out and also driving that change. And of course, lots of speculation on what the new name could potentially be. Some even tossing out the Red Tails in honor of the Tuskegee Airmen.
There we go. So the Washington NFL team getting ready to change their name, and they're going to announce the new name later today. So
yep, it's time. This is like she's saying, this is not a new debate. This has been going on for years and years and years. If it offends anybody, it's time.
I said this to Colin in the 4th of July, and some will agree and some won't. Getting upset about something like this, and I have no horse in this race. I don't, and I admit that. I come from a place, if I'm not a football player or football player, Jason.
I want to see that
just in case you cared. But I'm not a football fan, and I'm certainly not a Washington fan. But I said to Colin, I said, to me, it just seems pretty simple. If it offends a large group of folks, it's not frivolous, and there's some real emotion behind it, and there's a real reason behind it, just change the name. Why does it affect your life, really? You can still be a fan of the team, but to know that it's hurtful to a large portion of the population, why do you care? Why do you, that's just me though. I don't have a horse in this race, but to me, it just seems like the right thing to do. And as I also said to my husband, and you know what, in 3 years, you're going to forget, if you are outraged, in 3 years, you're going to forget about it. And whatever their new name is, you know, the Washington Turtles or the platypuses, that will become the norm. And you'll forget why you were pissed back in 2020. I mean, you know, Lex, do you see what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree.
It just doesn't. I don't know. Anyway, so that'll be happening.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Lex, let's depress everybody. We have a few minutes here. Who's breaking
I guess it depends on who you ask. They might be like, yay, freedom. But we have two big Hollywood couples breaking up. Army Hammer and Elizabeth Chambers. They've, I guess, been having trouble for a while, but they've been married 10 years. Oh. They have two kids together. And so I guess someone close to the an exclusive, you know, source says that they've had troubles for quite a while and they're ready to do their own thing. What does that mean exactly? But they're going to do their own thing.
Their own thing alone, yeah.
Exactly. They say, yeah, the decision wasn't a light one to make. They have two kids. Harper's 5, Ford is 3. And they said, we don't just wake up one day and say, hey, I'm done. But they, you know, they said the line of, we're best friends and we love each other very much. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a difficult time for them. And yeah, they are donezo.
Okay.
The other couple is Darius Rucker. And his wife, Beth, they've been married 20 years.
Hootie!
That's right. They say they have so much love for each other, but after 20 years, wow.
Not enough is enough.
Enough is enough. We're done.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, they're kind of done.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Here's his statement. I see what you guys think. Beth and I would like to share that after much reflection, we've made the decision to consciously uncouple.
Ah, now stop using that. No, that's not real.
Isn't that Paltrow?
And Chris Martin, that's what they said. They continue, we remain close friends and parenting partners and continue to be each other's biggest cheerleaders.
I can tell you what the problem is.
All right, what you got?
They're too close. You people, you need separate vacation. Over last week when we were on vacation, my family was all up north with me. We all arrived in three separate cars.
So you can have a getaway car if you need it.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, space things out. Give each other some elbow room, some room to breathe. A couple of weeks off a year, everybody. You know, stop being so close and holding hands in public and all that crap.
Okay, hold that thought. Let's talk more about that. I have something to say. Stay right there. Hold your bowl of Krispies, your Rice Krispies. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 1071 and streaming around the world at MyTalk1071.com and on our app. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Dawn is off this week. Hope is filling in. We have the best of passing notes coming up in just a few minutes, but continuing a conversation that we had concerning, there's a lot of love ending, right, Lex? A lot.
Yeah, lots of couples, yep.
Darius Rucker and his wife.
20 years, yep.
Army Hammer and his wife.
Elizabeth Dunzo. Chambers, done after 10
done,
years.
Lex, yes.
And both couples have two kids.
Yeah. Colton from The Bachelor and Cassie, they're done. So that's over. Will and Jada aren't done, but girl, they're like spilling the tea on their relationship.
We gotta play that, Jace.
Yeah, we will, believe me.
Wow.
And then Kenny, you brought up that some of these couples, they're just together too much, right, Kenny?
Yeah, there's just too much together time, too much family time. Y'all need a break from each other. The best thing we ever did was sleep in separate bedrooms. That was the start to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful marriage. And then it went to separate vacations, and now separate. If we go somewhere to a destination, separate cars. I will make this amend. If we decide to go out to eat together, we'll go in the same vehicle.
that's okay.
But if it's an overnight stay somewhere, or if it's to relatives, in-laws, et cetera, yep, separate cars.
Yeah, you want your own getaway car if you need to.
Yes.
Bounce.
Yes.
it's so interesting that you brought this up, because I've joked about it and also been pretty open about it. It is a struggle that Colin and I have, the negotiation of stuff like that, because
different styles, right?
Yes, very much so. And I can't blame Kyle for it, and vice versa. I am an only child. I live by myself up until like my mid 30s. I am also very independent, and that kind of spun off of the fact that I'm an only child. And Colin is the opposite. Colin enjoys and requires company and doesn't like to be alone. And there's nothing wrong with either of us, but it is a negotiation. It is an ongoing negotiation in our marriage. What's why I said it's funny that you brought this up is Colin even threw out last week, because I want to see if anyone else is with me in this boat. Do you know one of the most dreaded questions in any marriage?
What's for dinner?
Thank you. Alexis, I could kiss you right now in a COVID
That's what
segue.
I was going to say. Is that really it?
My best friend, Jen, if she's listening, she's nodding her head too. And again, I want to say this of no fault of Colin's, and I will explain why. Alexis, I want to bang my head. I have brick in my kitchen. I want to bang my head on the brick wall so hard. I dread that question every single day.
And you know what's coming.
I know, Lex. I was just going to say that. I know. Oh, God, I want to hug you. You know it's coming. You yep. don't have an answer, right, Lex? You don't yep. have an answer. And for Colin, it's frustrating. And here's where I will own my S is I am way more picky and I care more. Colin would eat Domino's and a Chipotle every day if left to his own. You know what I mean? Admittedly, I am older than Colin. My metabolism ended in, 97.
right. yeah. These mares, we ain't what we used to be.
Thank you. I waved goodbye to my metabolism when Britney Spears' last good album came out.
right.
Colin is younger it's not as much of a priority for him. So he understandably gets frustrated because at dinner, I'm like, we basically say to each other, do we want to be bad? And more often than not, I'm like, no, I don't really want to. I got to fit into a suit.
right. Yeah. You're
it's
back
all about
on TV.
The suits, Lex. It's all about the suits. Because just like Shakira said, hips don't lie and
Ooh,
suits
yeah.
don't lie.
That's right.
Especially,
that's expensive to get those let out.
Oh, my. The suits that are tailored to my butt crack. I mean, seriously.
Ooh,
but anyway.
Oh, yeah. Fits like a glove.
But
What's
seriously.
That measurement?
I'll tell you later, Kenny, off the air. It's private. But I'm not joking, Kenny and Alexis. Last week, Colin got so understandably frustrated with me. He goes, maybe we should just do our own thing for dinner.
Yeah.
And I said, I thought to myself, ain't a bad idea. Not a bad idea. If we come together on a random Wednesday, we come together.
yeah.
If we can agree on a dinner on a Wednesday, great. But I'm not joking. When he said that, I thought it might actually save a lot of grief. I don't know.
I think that's a great idea. Give it a week and try it.
We always eat, not always, but frequently eat different dinners, different suppers.
Oh,
yeah. Especially
really?
If she's fixing chicken. Because enough with the chicken. I've had enough of that white chicken to last a lifetime. So I'll eat something
You're
else.
You're done with chicken. Oh.
Yeah, maybe even a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Occasionally I get asked, what do you want for dinner? But it's always the same. I want chow mein hot dish or hot dish or hot dish. Not chicken. Anything but chicken.
Hot dish with no chicken.
Yeah. Can I get pork hot dish or...
yes. Any kind of hot dish.
Kenny, you're like the second person in my life that my mother has sworn off chicken because she makes it for the dogs. She boils chicken for her great mastiffs weekly, and she boils so much chicken that the smell has now turned her off of eating it for herself.
Yeah.
But I see, and I'm with you, Kenny. It is a big deal to me, and at the same time, it's not that big of a deal to me, because if it was up to me, I could have a peanut butter tour. I could have a peanut butter wrap every night for dinner, and it wouldn't bother me a bit.
Yep, same here.
And Colin is different with that. So, and I could eat the same thing every night, and it wouldn't bother me.
Same with me.
Yes, Lex.
Yeah. No, Angel and I actually we are now eating more and more alike, just with quarantine, because you know he doesn't eat meat, he doesn't eat eggs, cheese. Mm-hmm. So for a long time, I would just make my own thing on the side, and it's been great. I mean, yeah. We still
Is he the cook of the family?
Yeah, he likes to cook. He mostly does. I'll do it now. And the other thing, you guys, since being pregnant, my taste has changed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's very weird. So I'm with you on the chicken train there, too. I couldn't eat it while I was pregnant, and I'm still having a hard time eating it now.
Are you? That's fascinating.
Yeah. And I've never been like a sweet tooth at all. But now I'll have some chocolate. Oh, I'll have a cookie, which, you know, it's not a good that I'm not really happy about that. But
I'll have 20
I never craved those before.
Call it supper. Yeah.
Right. And now. Right. And it's like, OK, well, that'll do. So.
OK. Now, Kenny, I have to
don't
ask
feel
you
bad,
about this,
Jace.
Too. Oh, I don't feel I feel bad.
It's
for
a
Colin,
great idea to try it.
Yeah, it's just I'm a pill, but
well, it will ease off some of the stress and the pressure of it all.
Yes, Kenny, it's so funny. I'll bring this up and we can talk about it on their side. I noticed the use of the word supper, and Colin gives his dad a joking grief because he's from South Dakota, and they refer to dinner as supper and
dinner
lunch.
Yeah.
Dinner is lunch, right, Kenny?
Dinner is what you have at noon. Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
And I
especially if it's a cooked dinner. If it's just a sandwich, then it's a lunch. But if it comes after 4 p.m., it is always supper. Even if it's a peanut butter sandwich, it's supper.
That's the country
in
Mark. I thought supper and dinner were just interchangeable. That's how I've always used them.
Well, not in the country.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
My grandma always called it supper, so yeah, I still call it supper, too.
Yeah, Papa or Earl and Betty referred to it as supper, and so does Carl, my father-in-law. And Colin just smiles. He's like, no, Dad, it's dinner, and lunch is lunch, girl. Lunch is lunch. Anyway, 7:41. When we come back, now we will do the best of birthday pranks, but that was such a good conversation. It's just the struggle's real, right, Lex? What do you want for dinner?
It's so real.
Yeah. Hey, cash prizes all month long in our listener rewards. You can also win an early digital screening of Radioactive, the new movie starring Rosamund Pike. Sign up for listener rewards at mytalk1071.com. Back with the best of birthday pranks right after these words.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Okay, Eunice, travel plans. I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it?
Got it.
So you want to work here? What really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think on my feet, I'm going to figure to have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without hesitation.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And in conclusion, Jim, Bill, Bob, Call, Fred, Lowe, Dork, Abe, and Ted. Business is business. And as we all know, in order to get something done, you got to do something. In order to do something, we got to get to work. So let's get to work. Thank you for taking the meeting. Petey did a bang-up job. I'm putting you in charge of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I know it's perfect, Petey. That's why I picked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's perfect. Petey, may I call you Pete?
Call me Pete.
Pete.
There's a Mr. Schnittler here to see you.
I'll have to wait 15 seconds.
Can you wait 15 seconds?
I'll wait 15 seconds.
Congratulations on your deal in Denver, Dave. I'm putting you down to deal with Dallas. Don, is it a deal? Do we have a deal? It's a deal. I got to go. I got a call coming in. Hi, Doc. Just dealt with Don.
In this fast-moving, high-pressure, get-it-done-yesterday world, aren't you glad there's one company that can keep up with it all?
You got a deal. Good. I'm putting you down to deal with Dick. Dick, what's the deal with the deal? Are we dealing? We're dealing. Dave, it's a deal with Don, Doc, and Dick. Doc, it's a deal with Dave, Dick, and Dave. Don, it's a Doc with Dick, Dave, and Doug. Gotta go, Dave. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dick. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dan. Disconnecting.
Federal Express. When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Wow, we can go home. I am spent after that commercial.
Towel off here. Wow.
I remember.
And life
is
even more complicated now.
Now, I mean, yes.
Wow.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything supper means dinner. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny, who's back from vacation. Dawn is now on vacation, enjoying some time with her daughter. And Hope is filling in for Dawn. You got all that? You got all the chess pieces? Ooh. You got all the players? That's where we are. So, yeah. Oh, God, that's so funny. Phil Jones wrote to us, unpaid researcher Phil Jones. Where was our
birthday. He says, a lot of time, my wife and I, we choose our own suppers and eat together. There we go.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that you can do that. That's a good idea. Yeah, maybe we'll try that. Maybe that. Maybe we'll Colin and I will try that, and then come together sometimes for a salad. It is 7:48. Monday means the very best of birthday pranks. Or I'm sorry, the very best of passing notes. And this one features one of our favorite characters. Jenny's back, everybody.
All right,
Jenny. Yeah. That's right, Kenny. You missed this on Friday. Jenny from Chicago makes a brand new makes another appearance.
Hello, yes. Buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Hello.
So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax. Here is the best of passing notes.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found, read aloud by the MyTalk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
Heyo, it's Jenny from Chicago's music.
I put peppers and mustard on my dogs. I'm still Jenny from Chicago. To write to Don back in junior high, because of how I talk, you know where I come from.
Schaumburg.
Though I sound like I might be from Prague, I'm still Jenny from Chicago. Used to write to Don back in junior high, because of how I talk, you know where I come from.
Schaumburg.
When we last heard from Jenny, she was giving Don the grand tour of her hometown, Chicago.
Oh, hey, that's the big art museum over there. They have that one painting with the bald, skinny farmer and his wife. I know, big whoop, right? I'm not paying $10 to see some dumb farmers when I can see them in Springfield for free. Anywho.
Sounds like they had fun. Let's see what our friend Jenny's up to this week.
Don, hiya. It's okay here, I guess. I got grounded till next Friday because I was late Friday. I was out with Jeff and Mike Klein. At least I can still go out tonight, but she's grounded. Parents did she have?
Colleen, you want to turn your mom filter off for a few minutes? Great.
At least I can still go out tonight, even though I still don't know exactly what I'm going to do.
I rewound that last sentence a few times to figure out just what accent that was.
Even though I still don't know exactly what I'm going to do. Even though I still don't know exactly what I'm going to do. Gonna do, gonna do, gonna
and
do.
I gotta say, I seriously can't place it. Chicago?
Gonna do.
Northwest Minnesota?
Gonna do.
Canada?
Gonna do.
Sweden?
Gonna do.
All I can say is, I can't get enough of it.
Gonna do, gonna do, gonna do, gonna do.
Okay, sorry, carry on, Jenny.
At least I can still go out tonight, even though I still don't know exactly what I'm going to do.
Chef's kiss.
Probably go to a college party. Ooh.
Colleen.
You want to come with me? Jeff might be coming too, but I'm not sure yet. I think you should write him a long letter and apologize. And ask him what the deal is with Brandy, if he likes her.
Brandy is this one.
I hate you because your eyes are blue and you smell like a shoe stepping in doggy doo. I should have been a poet.
I think you should write him a long letter and apologize. And ask him what the deal is with Brandy, if he likes her. I wouldn't know why. You're better.
Better than this?
Yeah, right. I'm a turtle. I wish I wasn't so fat. Then maybe I could get a boyfriend.
Well, what exactly did you do that was bitchy?
Don, any thoughts?
Well, P.S., W.B.S.P., Lilas, Jenny.
And then to wrap it up, one last salutation from Jin Jin, and the reason I've been playing this damn song the last few minutes.
Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy now.
Hey everybody, there we go, the best of passing notes. That is, that accent is Northern Minnesota.
It's
I would
Minnesota.
Believe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
very much so.
Very much so. Wonder if she says supper. Supper or dinner? I don't know.
Yeah.
Jenny from Chicago. There she is, right there.
I love her.
Schaumburg,
which always cracks me up because that's I know Schaumburg well. That's where my Aunt Pat lives. So I spent many a Thanksgiving in Schaumburg. And they have a fantastic mall, too. Well, that's closed now. But, I mean, they had a fantastic mall. But, yeah, Woodfield Mall, it's a giant mall. I mean, just when I was a kid, it was... That was the creme de la creme. Like, if you could go to Woodfield, oh my goodness.
You were the coolest.
Oh, yeah. Because it was, you know, now Mall of America is obviously bigger, but it was the big mall and it was the cool mall. And it had stores we didn't even know about in Indiana. It was like, what's this? What's this magical place called Chess King? What is this place? County Seat. Oh, look at all the jeans they have at County Seat. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pulling out all sorts of old.
Wow, Jace. County That's the mall that is closed, huh?
Yeah, no, well, it's closed for COVID right now, but it is actually still open.
Oh,
but,
I thought you meant it. Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. County Seat. Did you guys have those here? County Seat jeans?
I think we did, yeah.
Did you?
Sounds familiar.
It was
if we didn't,
denim.
We had the commercials anyway.
Yeah, it was, County Seat had the coolest jeans. And right before I moved here, I bought overalls, jean overalls. And it was back in the day where you wouldn't strap the one strap. Let that hang down. Yeah. I was so.
I get that.
I was very cool. I was just telling the nieces and nephews about that. My poor mother, that last year that I lived in Michigan City, I came out of the closet. I told my mom I was gay. And then that night, my friend Temple took me to get a haircut and my ears pierced. And she plucked my eyebrows because I had like a Bert and Ernie thing going on. And I came out for breakfast the next morning. And my mom looked at me like, what the hell happened to you in the last 24 hours? You have shaved your head. You have now finally crafted eyebrows and both of your ears are pierced. I'm like, hello, everybody.
I'm ready to find a boyfriend.
How gay can I be? how much can I just throw my mom into? Yeah, so.
Those overalls bring back good memories.
Yeah, and I was wearing
those too.
Yeah.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you rock those, Lex?
Oh, yes, I did. Remember, I wanted to be T-Boz.
That's right.
Badly, and they wore that, so that was, you know, I didn't do the condom in my, you know, my glasses, like left eye, but definitely, oh man, they were rocking those, yep.
I bet I'm the only one in the show that still wears them.
For practical purposes, yeah. I held on to mine for a long time for nostalgia, and eventually I got rid of it.
For those to come back.
They won't. You can just go ahead and get rid of that.
Oh, man.
We're going to take a break. Stay right there. Much more after these words.
That you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.